Talk Live, here to take your calls about whatever you want. We still got the NSA topic. We can come back to that here in a moment because we have to talk about the lies. The lie, oh, so many lies that they have told and have been basically proven to have been lying about what they were saying. We can come back to that in a moment. But we, of course, it's open phones here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free line. We received a call last hour from Jim. He previously had been known as Suicidal Jim because the first time he'd ever called the show was him telling us about how he was going to go jump in an ice lake because he, well, wanted to kill himself due to horrible sexual abuse, rape on the hands or at the hands or by the hands of a priest when he was much younger. We talked to him about some options, why life was worth living, and some of the things that he could do to help him along with this and, you know, don't kill yourself. How about MDMA therapy? It was actually Johnson who was on the show that night. It was a Thursday night show, and it was Johnson who came up with that suggestion first, and it was a brilliant suggestion. Jim took it seriously, and he looked into finding out how he could go about doing this as legally as possible, considering MDMA is not legal. It is commonly known on the street as ecstasy, if you can actually find real MDMA, which is a very tough thing to do in the black market. He was able to find some sort of a therapy session that was going on in Canada. And Nemi is joining us here on our third microphone. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
I knew it wouldn't be too long until we'd have you back.
Thanks very much.
So did you hear any of Jim's call?
I didn't. In fact, as I was listening to you, I was glad because I had meant to ask when I first came in if you had heard from him again since the update. So
I'm going to give you a recap of what he said. So he went to Canada. It was a week's worth of group therapy that they had, and then there was a 4 to 6 hour long intense one-on-one therapy session between him and a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. where he was on a dose of MDMA. He said that was an amazing session for him. After that, there was another week of group therapy, and he just got out yesterday from mm-hmm. this. He used to have 2 to 3
flashbacks.
Flashbacks, like, of the horrible abuse mm-hmm. that he'd experienced.
Per
day, 2 to 3 of these per day. He has had none since the MDMA dose that he took in the therapy session that went along with it. So that alone right there is a huge success story. Mm-hmm. He also no longer wishes to kill the man who had perpetrated these horrors on him.
Of course, he's probably dead.
I don't recall from our conversation previously if he is actually dead or alive.
I don't think that changes the level of anger.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying he wants to kill the man, so maybe he is still alive, and he's just an elderly gentleman at this point. Maybe I shouldn't be calling him a gentleman. But regardless, big results from this. He had never done MDMA before in his life. And you said that you could relate.
Absolutely, I can relate. And I was really excited. I came in here just to say hi because I happen to be in the neighborhood and you guys were talking about this. And I am so thrilled. Actually, I first heard about the efficacy of MDMA in treatment of PTSD here on Free Talk Live. It was actually a show you and Julia did, Ian, many years ago.
She's an expert on the topic.
Yeah, and I am not. And that started me researching things. I have had a diagnosis of PTSD since my late teens. I was a victim of an attack that rendered me unconscious in a coma for 3 days. And it was, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, actually. I don't think you guys even necessarily know about it. It was really a terrible experience and changed my life forever, and has led me to do a lot of work with domestic violence situations mm-hmm. and PTSD people. Has led me to be in touch with combat vets and you know, to go through the different therapies or treatments or whatever to kind of deal with the trauma and how it affects you later in life. This really gave me a lot of hope because I have
what you were reading about MDMA,
what I heard from you guys, and then my research as well.
So what did you learn?
So what I learned is the treatment is very effective. It's as you described. The people that I've talked with have seen some terrible things in combat, and
these people have gone through the treatment
and have gone through have used MDMA. I don't know if they've gone through.
So not necessarily in a clinical setting?
Correct. Okay. Not necessarily. This is actually the first sanctioned clinical setting that I've heard of.
Because it'd be one thing to take a dose of MDMA and go to a rave party. It'd probably be a little different to be in a psychiatrist's office.
Right. I'm sure it would be. Yeah. Or just in the comfort of your own home.
Sure.
Which seemed to be more my experience, not a vet going out and clubbing necessarily, yeah. but in a safe place. And these people have said it's changed their life. And not wanting.
And was it one dose? One therapy
dose.
Session?
It was simply one.
That's, to me, the most striking thing about this, when you've got, as Jim said, he was on Ambien and this, you know, you name it, what was it, like 10
Valium
different drugs,
and
all kinds of different drugs that he was
opiates.
On.
Right.
And having these flashbacks, intense flashbacks, 2 to 3 times a day. This stuff wasn't helping him, but
right.
These vets that you're talking about take one dose of MDMA, whether or not it's with a psychiatrist, but, you know, under some sort of idea of
right.
Let's look at our issues kind of perspective.
Supportive environment, I think, is really the underscoring.
And they had shocking
results. Absolutely. I cannot even tell you what hope that gives to a person that has struggled with just intense wanting to die, suicidality or depression, or just trying to deal with. I think the most effective thing that anyone ever said to me about PTSD is that it's not about what's wrong with you, it's about what happened to you, and what you're experiencing is a normal reaction to abnormal events. And it's tremendously powerful. I remember calling in that Thursday night. I was very upset because I can relate to Jim's story so much personally.
So you would like to go through something like this?
Absolutely. And I will say that the availability, I don't know any drug dealers. I don't know anyone that.
Well, let me tell you about the Silk Road.
Right, and see, there's the next part. So it's like, okay, so here I want to try this thing that could really ultimately change my life or give me some more of my life that I've fought very hard to kind of claim over the years since then. And it's just baffling to me that I face 7 to 15 years in prison for simply soliciting.
Oh, yeah.
Soliciting, not even actually taking.
Wow.
So that's it's such a
it's crazy.
It's a big gamble. So do I do it and spend the next 7 to 15 years awesome in jail?
Probably not going to be awesome.
Wait a minute. Really, so if you get to the point of actually being able to take the drug, you're clear.
You're, right? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It's only being caught with the drug that's illegal.
Right.
Having taken MDMA is completely legal.
That's right. You're done. It's the right. Possession of it. That's the most dangerous.
In some states, you can get busted for internal possession of alcohol,
yes.
But I don't think they have internal possession of MDMA. I could be wrong about that. This is not legal advice. But actually,
yeah.
Nemi, I do have news. Do you want to stick in here?
Absolutely,
a little bit?
Please.
Because I've got news about a brain scan study here about MDMA.
I can speak to that, too.
So let's get to that in a moment, because it's fresh. The first one where they've ever used this functional magnetic resonance imagery. But first, let's go to James, because you can bring up anything here. And James is in Newark, Delaware, listening to WILM. Hey, James.
Yeah, listen. You remember how did Osama bin Laden get killed by the special forces?
Did they shoot him?
Slice his throat, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
He was innocent.
He was innocent.
You're saying Osama bin Laden was innocent?
He said he was innocent, and I found out he really was.
How did you find that out?
Who ordered him to be killed by the special forces?
I assume the president.
And he really was. Did you know? I heard on the news the day of 9/11. One time on the news, they said that it was the same date as 1981 when Sadat was killed. And they know the group that jumped out of that vehicle and shot it in the ground.
So what does the death of Sadat have to do with 9/11? Anwar Sadat.
It was the group. It was the exact same date, 9/11/1981.
Well, I mean, something's bound
James,
to happen.
It sounds like you've gotten to the bottom of this. Thanks for the call tonight, and you're going to get to the bottom of something else here in a few moments. I appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. Happy Saturday night here. We're live, and you can call about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. And those include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. Go click and download. They're yours for free, and they go back for years. All over at freetalklive.com.
You've likely heard about Bitcoins on the news. It's hard at this point not to have heard about Bitcoins. But you know what none of these news stories are telling you? How to acquire Bitcoins. They're like this you know, this thing that's out there on the internet, but you don't know how to get them. Well, I'm going to tell you how. You go to cashintocoins.com, and that's really the end of the story. You go to cashintocoins.com. It's very easy to follow their process. I've done it. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. And for those of us who may not be entirely internet savvy, the customer service there is awesome. They make it easy for you. All you have to do is have, you know, be willing to travel to a Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or a credit union that has shared branching. You're going to want to call ahead on the credit union to make sure that they have shared branching. And then you go to one of these locations after you've gone to cashintocoins.com and follow their directions. You go to one of these locations, you make a deposit in an account there. You don't need to show an ID or anything like that. And you'll have your Bitcoins within one business day. I've done it multiple occasions. They're a great organization. You can trust them. Orders under $40 carry no fee because they want you to get into Bitcoins. They know that once you get a little bitty bit, some millibits, you'll be excited about Bitcoins. You'll be paying attention. You'll want some more. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you have any comments on this discussion we're having, PTSD, and now apparently anxiety, studies have a recent study has shown, as is being reported over at the Imperial College of London and also published in the journal Biological Psychiatry, a study done at the Imperial College of London has revealed that MDMA is decreasing activity in the limbic system. In fact, communication between the medial temporal lobe and medial prefrontal cortex, which they say is involved in emotional control, was reduced during the dose of MDMA. And they say that is the opposite effect on patterns that are seen in patients who suffer from anxiety. So MDMA also increased communication between the amygdala and the hippocampus. Studies on patients with PTSD have found a reduction in communication between these areas. So what they're saying here is this initial study is suggesting that MDMA directly counteracts the effects of these mental trauma, essentially.
I can't wait to print up this article and take it in. I personally have just gone through the second of two MRIs in my pursuit of an answer to some of the struggles I've been having. And I also, that you had mentioned in this article, I don't know if you mentioned it, in this segment, fMRI, which is a functional magnetic resonance imaging, which actually doesn't show just structure, it shows function mm-hmm. and how certain areas of the brain react. And I joke among my friends that I'm extremely excited to go to this fMRI so I can get pictures of how my brain works, answer everybody's questions, and just put it on a coffee mug.
That's what they did here was the fMRI.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. And that's that. What you're describing there matches up, again, with all of my research and my knowledge of how I am affected presently by at least what they call PTSD. I know there are folks out there who these set of symptoms that is presently identified as PTSD. I know there are a lot of people out there who dispute diagnoses or the label of mental illness when it's actually a function of the brain. That's a medical versus, you know, it's like calling a broken ankle an ankle illness.
So what's extra interesting about this study is it was the person behind the study is David Nutt. Now, does that name ring a bell to anybody?
It does.
I think it's funny to talk about mental health and a guy's last name is Nutt.
David Nutt. Yeah, it is funny. there's a Wikipedia article here. The name definitely rang a bell for me. I knew who it was. In 2007, Nutt published a controversial study on the harms of drug use in The Lancet. Eventually, this led to him being fired from his position in the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs. This is over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government held position. Subsequently, Nutt and a number of his colleagues who had subsequently resigned from the ACMD founded the Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs. Now, his study that was so controversial calculated the harm to others and the harm to the user of all of the most popular and known drugs known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with a chart. We talked about this years ago on Free Talk Live, and it's a stunning chart because what it basically says is that alcohol is the most dangerous drug of all of the drugs, followed by heroin, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, cocaine, then tobacco. Down the list, almost all the way down, ecstasy, LSD, and mushrooms at the very bottom of that list.
You know, I think most people would say that alcohol is an extraordinarily dangerous drug. I don't know if they'd say that was number one, but I think that most people would agree with it. And I find it fascinating that they'll throw people in jail for possession of marijuana, MDMA, mm-hmm. and things like this, but they'll allow advertisements for beer and liquor on the television.
Dr. Robin Carhart, so again, he led this project, and Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris from the Department of Medicine at Imperial, who performed the research, said, "We found that MDMA caused reduced blood flow in regions of the brain linked to emotion and memory. These effects may be related to the feelings of euphoria that people experience on the drug." Professor Nutt added the following quote, "The findings suggest possible clinical uses of MDMA in treating anxiety and PTSD, but we need to be careful about drawing too many conclusions from a study of healthy volunteers. We would have to do studies in patients to see if we find the same effects. MDMA has been investigated as an adjunct to psychotherapy in the treatment of PTSD, with a recent pilot study in the U.S. reporting positive preliminary results. As a part of the Imperial study, the volunteers were asked to recall their favorite and worst memories while inside the scanner, the fMRI scanner. They rated their favorite memories as more vivid, emotionally intense, and positive after MDMA than when they were on the placebo. And they rated their worst memories less negatively when on the MDMA as opposed to the placebo. This was reflected in the way that parts of their brain were activated more or less strongly under MDMA, and those results were published in the International Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology. Carhart-Harris said, quote, "In healthy volunteers, MDMA seems to lessen the impact of painful memories. This fits with the idea that it could help patients with PTSD revisit their traumatic experiences in psychotherapy without being overwhelmed by negative emotions," meaning that they're able to actually process what it was that happened to them and how they can deal with that today.
Yeah, and I think, well, I would imagine that PTSD is something along a continuum, that, the fact is that everybody has negative memories, that, you know, you're going along, you're having a good day, this idea, you know, what happened pops into your head, and oh, man, I can't believe I did that, or, oh, I can't believe that happened, or, you know, it's just some bad thing that happened, and you remember it, and it makes you feel bad. So I imagine that PTSD is that, you know, multiplied by 10 or 100 or whatever it is.
That doesn't match up with my experience.
No?
But if you'd like more info, I can tell you a little more about it.
Stand by. We'll come back with more here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And again, you don't have to talk about MDMA, PTSD therapy. You can bring up anything you want. We still have the NSA story to continue on later on in the show tonight. But still, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts here. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here, toll free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yet another study has been done that shows that, sure enough, MDMA may very well be very helpful for people with PTSD as a therapeutic use. Also, now showing that anxiety patients may benefit from the use of therapeutic MDMA, which, of course, is popularly known as ecstasy and has been a Schedule II, I think, narcotic for a long time.
Not as bad as
marijuana.
30
years. Right? And, of course, it's an amazing drug. My experience with MDMA, the first time that I took it in my early 20s, was, I would say, life-changing in a very positive way. I became really appreciative of nature, as a matter of fact. I didn't really appreciate nature very much prior to MDMA, but it really showed me the beauty of it. And it's just been a wonderful wonderful substance. Now, like any drug, should be, if you're going to do it, you should learn about it first. And, Emmy, you've been doing a lot of research on MDMA for therapeutic uses.
That's right.
And I imagine just in general on MDMA,
sure,
as
yeah.
well. So you want to do research. You want to know what you're getting into, especially because it is still a black market product, and you never really know what you're going to get. So it's important to learn about testing. It's important to learn about what the effects are, what you'll need to do. Set and setting, of course, are very, very important in any kind of situation with a drug that can have such a profound effect on you.
Sure.
So being in a place that's positive, around people that you like, these are all very important things to consider. So there's a lot of prep, a lot of preface to doing something like this. We're going to go to the phones, take your calls and thoughts, but first I want to tell you about CryptoKit. If you're going to be talking about drugs with somebody, you probably want to encrypt your communications, and CryptoKit can help you do that.
Yeah, CryptoKit is it's an easy way to send messages through PGP. This is pretty good protection. Is that right, Ian?
Privacy.
Pretty good privacy. Thanks. And it allows you to IM, basically, encrypted, or to send emails. It also has a free instant Bitcoin wallet right there. It's a plug-in for Chrome, so you'll have to use the Chrome browser to use it. But it is it's a great plug-in, and you can go get it free. CryptoKit.com. It's KRYPTO, crypto, KIT.com.
I use it on my Chrome.
Me too.
All right, so 855, 450 free. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Dennis is in Concord, New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nenny, and Mark.
So you guys are talking about, clinical research and drugs and stuff, like cool drugs. And I wanted to share a little story. When I went to college, I was really interested in the field of artificial intelligence because I thought that's what I wanted to do with my life, right? And there was this instructor I had, this professor, a guy named Leonard Uher, U-H-R. And he was really interesting, really old guy, and he was teaching us about neural networks before that was, you know, common parlance and stuff. And it was really neat. And one time I went to, one of his TA's office hours, and this teaching assistant had on the door to his office a mimeograph, you know, a Xerox of the first page of some kind of research article. And the title of the article was Drugs and Fantasy by Dr. Leonard Uher. So I thought right away, I mean, at the time I was doing, I guess you could say, my own independent research in all sorts of drugs. All sorts. Oh, man. One day when the statute of limitations goes over, I will tell you about that. But so I was interested. I went and looked up this research paper. Like, wow, what does my computer science professor who's doing neural networks have? What on earth? It turns out this guy came to artificial intelligence through the path of cognitive science, cognitive psychology. And he had done some of the most insane, crazy, oh, my God, Frankenstein research with graduate students back in the, early 70s, I believe. So check this out. One of the things that the guy did, he would give people doses of LSD and or mescaline and or psilocybin and put them in sensory deprivation tanks.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, that sounds pretty awesome. Now, sensory deprivation tank deserves a bit of explanation. I've actually done this once, not the drugs part of it, but the tank part of it. And sensory deprivation tank, you're in this dark tank. You lay down, and you're in a solution, a very, very salty solution of water.
So you float.
So you float without any effort. And basically, you can put earplugs in, or you can listen to music, or you can, you can plug up your nose, and you can't see anything. It's just pitch black in there. So basically, you remove all your senses. Because when you're just laying in this solution, I don't know if it's saline or whatever it is, but you're laying in this solution.
Must be like the Dead Sea.
The temperature is also set to the temperature of the outside of your skin, like 94.1 degrees or something like that. So the idea is that you're also not supposed to be able to feel anything either, and thereby removing all sensation. So go ahead.
Yeah, and so apparently even just being in a sensory deprivation tank by itself for a long enough time, people can get wild, crazy hallucinations and depersonalization and all kinds of funny things.
I've heard that. I was hoping it would happen to me when I tried it, but it didn't, unfortunately.
Of course you were.
Well, anyway, maybe it weren't long enough or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Some of the other things that they did were not necessarily the classical tank, but they did some other things where they had people lying on like a special mattress and they had gauze around them and it was covered their eyes with white stuff or whatever, but same principle and white noise in the ears. But I guess after a certain period of time, a speaker would come on and the professor, whoever was running the experiment, right? He would say, we're going to do a few questions now to determine your cognitive capabilities, right? And give them a standard battery of tests with, you know, like association games and arithmetic and stuff like that.
Okay.
And
they're tripping on LSD or mescaline or yeah. Okay, got it.
So that's, you know, just a crazy insanity. And he had these people write up their experiences afterwards. So along with just the standardized score of, geez, you really cannot do math when you're tripping balls and under some kind of hallucinatory experience to start with. But you also got some of the write-ups of what these people, you know, experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were interesting kind of write-ups and so forth. But the same professor, again, Leonard Ewer, you can check this stuff out. I'm not making this up. He also did some experiments where he gave LSD to professional people. So he had in a sort of, a clinical setting or just a setting where he had just a room that was safe or whatever in the university. And he invited in a scientist and an architect and a doctor and people like this.
Hey, I wonder if you gave it to politicians, would they tell the truth?
Or would they just not, would they stop talking? and he had them, you know, bring their work and just see, you know, how well can a professional do their work while under the influence of, you know, 500 micrograms of pure acid, right?
Probably not well.
And it actually worked out well. The scientist described how, like, for the first time in my life, I was really visualizing and understanding photons, you know, like packets of wave light stuff. And the architect said that he had a really hard time transcribing onto paper, but he had these fantastic ideas for great things you could do with a building. And they were all very, very positive. And it was
just as an interjection here, Dennis, Steve Jobs' famous quote, taking LSD was a profound experience, one of the most important things in my life. LSD shows you there's another side to the coin, and you can't remember it when it wears off, but you know it. It reinforced my sense of what was important, creating great things instead of making money, putting things back into the stream of history and of human consciousness as much as I could. So, I mean, Steve Jobs says that his trip on LSD was one of the most important experiences of his life. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, don't forget that the great Dennis Miller, who said, "I would never vote for a politician who hasn't had his sights cleaned out with a little blotter acid every once in a while."
Oh, God.
Somebody should remind him of that position, because apparently he's
Isn't he running?
Actually, stand by, Dennis. You didn't get to finish your story. I think you had more for us here, so we'll come back with more in a moment. He's a talk show host, Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
And he seems like a righty to me. He claims to be a libertarian, but he's shilling for the Republicans from what I can tell. So I don't know if maybe he's forgotten his own quote. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTmedical.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder if Satoshi Nakamoto was on LSD when he figured out how to create Bitcoin. We were talking with Dennis Goddard a moment ago about professionals being given doses of LSD for studying purposes back in the 70s.
Oh, I don't get the impression 80s. That LSD makes people productive. I get the impression that LSD might give people vision for something that they might be productive on.
Well, it would allow somebody to approach a topic from a perspective that they normally wouldn't have.
I think there was something to what Dennis was saying as well, in that he was talking about architects and chemists, and these are people who, at least I would assume, are doing something they love or are passionate about. Right. He's not asking someone to come in and do filing, for example. It's not like a test of clerical skills or something necessarily unpleasant. And I think the results certainly would be more beneficial if you're doing something that you already spend a lot of time in or have a lot of interest or passion in.
Well, I am passionate about Bitcoins, and I'm going to the North American Bitcoin Conference. So we talk about Bitcoins a lot here on Free Talk Live. I'm happy to be emceeing the event. It's down in Miami, January 25th and 26th, so not much time. It's basically coming up like next weekend, right, Ian?
Sounds right.
Sounds right.
Florida?
What's that?
I'm jealous.
Right.
Florida?
It's a terrible place to be, Miami Beach,
in January.
Yeah, it's awful. You can come down. All you have to do is go to BTC. That's the abbreviation for Bitcoin. BTC, Miami.com to get your tickets. There'll be all kinds of Bitcoin experts there, hundreds of people who are trying to take this interesting internet phenomenon and move it from speculation into mainstream. It's been 5 years in the making, Bitcoin, and I think that it's really sort of proven itself in many cases. By the way, they're giving away free merchant workshops. So if you are a merchant and you want to learn how to accept Bitcoins for free, there are merchant workshops being sponsored by BitPay there, and they'll help you so that you can take Bitcoins in your business. And, you know, that's liable to get you a local news story or certainly some level of acclaim. Overstock.com saw more than $100,000 worth of business come in 1 day when they announced that they were taking Bitcoin. So, you know, hey, you want to build sales? Start accepting Bitcoin. Again, BTCMiami.com. It's January 25th and 26th. Come out and see me and the other Bitcoin luminaries.
All right, so we're talking about taking these drugs that are very illegal in the United States and in many other countries to possibly have a positive effect on somebody's life. Specifically, what we started talking about was MDMA and PTSD. People who have been suffering from PTSD, who've had experiences with taking MDMA for therapy reasons, have found that essentially that, well, it's cured people. Yeah. At least that's the, those like are the claims in these studies. The people who have experienced this have been absolutely blown away. And all of the people who were subject in these studies were all people who tried it all. They'd tried all of the pills. They'd tried all of the treatments. They'd been there. They'd done that. It wasn't like there was some stone that was left unturned as far as treatment options were concerned. And then they tried the MDMA and the therapy session that went along with it, and something like 80% of the patients never had PTSD issues after that point.
I had said to Mark that his perception of the PTSD experience, I can relate to, again, as the caller, Jim? Yes, Jim.
Yes.
Had said, it's really a kind of a desperate resignation that you have tried everything that you can possibly do. You've spent the money that you have to try to live a decent life or just be calm in yourself.
No, it doesn't work. Now you're just going to be tortured for the rest of your life.
Right, exactly. And so I can tell you, Mark, for a long time after my attack, when I was a teenager, I was attacked and it put me in a coma for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
After I was attacked, I did not sleep. And the way my brain processes stress, it produces a no sleep response. When my mother was sick with cancer earlier in 2013, I went about 6 weeks going to 4 to 5 days with 45 minutes to 2.5 hours of sleep.
Wow.
In that period of time. Ian, when you were talking about your experience in the sensory deprivation chamber,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about hallucinations sounding cool, sleep deprivation hallucinations are not cool.
No, I've been through those, and those were just psychotic and crazy.
Right. It's not a pleasant experience, and that's why I said, no, I'm all set with that. That has been my experience, and there's no choice about it. And it's, I personally don't want to use drugs or alcohol to kind of combat that or treat that. I want to find out what the cause is, and I want to address that. But that's not to say I haven't tried just about everything under the sun in an effort to have a decent 8 hours night's sleep. Maybe once a week.
Yeah.
The one thing you haven't tried is the MDMA
That's
therapy.
Right.
And you've never done MDMA, correct?
No.
Okay, so I hope that if you have success with it, you'll come back afterwards.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't have success, when I say success, I mean acquiring and doing that thing. And then you'll come back and sit in again and
Jim
talk
did
to
it
us about
in Canada.
Yeah.
He did it in Canada.
And again, I'll say, too, that in my other travels in the treatment of my experience with these things, I do have these functional MRIs scheduled in the middle half of this year, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that, again, I'll tongue in cheek say, how my brain works, so I can kind of hold it out to my friends and say, hey, you know what, you always wondered how I think, here you go, and see if my, as you said, the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, if those really fire more or less than the average person. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
All right, so let's go to the phones here and your thoughts. And by the way, I just want to make it clear, we're not advocating that you go out and buy street drugs and, you know, go and use them. But what I do advocate is that if you are going to do these drugs, that you do know what you're getting into. Harm reduction is my position on this program. I am not of the belief system that people, if you say just say no, that everybody's just going to say no. People are interested in these things, and
educate yourself.
Yeah,
there's a wealth of information out there, and
there's no excuse.
And verify your sources as well.
Yeah, there's no excuse to just go blind into this.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
And I'll also add that the majority of stories that I've seen, there have been a few scares here in the Northeast U.S. of people dying from the use of MDMA. That
not
is absolutely
MDMA.
Not at MDMA. It's just not. It has to be an additive or something it's cut with that's caused that fatality.
Yeah.
And you never see that in mainstream media. So do your research
and
verify
your
sources.
There's a lot of out there about these drugs. Nathan's with us in Texas on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. If you'd like to connect like Nathan, go ahead, Nathan.
Actually, just taking MDMA.
Oh, man, I tell you, I've got the worst sound card here. I'm actually going to put you on hold and apologize. I'm working on the computers here in the studio, and we'll hopefully have some of these sound issues resolved here. We will make it so that Nathan is actually listenable, and we're going to try him again now. Nathan, give that another shot.
Am I good?
Yep, no, you're good now. It was all my fault. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it wouldn't necessarily work to just take MDMA, right? Because you have these psychologists or psychiatrists that are doing the therapy too, right?
I think that's an important part of this process. Obviously, if you take a dose of MDMA and go hang out at a club for 4 hours or 6 hours, you're probably not going to have the same ability to reflect as you might if you were with a psychiatrist. But even if you were to just do MDMA with a trusted lover or friend who were, you know, who was interested in helping you along with some issues, that may have a positive effect, because it could be difficult to find a psychiatrist who's willing to sign on with something like this, considering the illegal nature of it.
Or skilled in its deployment. I will speak to a similar, no, I can't even say it's a similar treatment, but another treatment for PTSD is called EMDR. That's E-M as in Mary, D as in dog, R. I forget off the top of my head what that all stands for. Perhaps Mark can refresh my memory. And it was a very intense experience for me. It is a treatment for PTSD. I had a paddle, a vibrating paddle in that I held in each of the palm of my hands, and I was to trace a moving LED light across a light bar while these paddles I held in my hand vibrated alternatively. And through however the science manages to work, that's supposed to cut through your defenses and open a door for you to be able to process, as we've been talking about, without the drugs. And in my experience, I had the person who was providing the treatment, you need to have a trusting, safe rapport with a person if you're going to do this with them. And in my experience, I had a moment of panic when I was about halfway through it, that I was afraid she was not going to be able to get me back out of whatever it was that I was in. And it was a terribly scary experience. Hmm. And I did not go back to do it. And in fact, my level of trust with her, I would have to go set that rapport up again with someone else, because I wouldn't go into the situation where I felt that I was at risk or at danger. Yeah. Whereas if I'm around people who have taken this drug or who I know have recovered from similar experiences, I will absolutely feel that I'm more safe and protected, and that the end result would be more desirable.
Nemi, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Appreciate it. Nathan, did you have further comments?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that reminds me of an interesting article on Science Daily about PTSD, but I think it sounds like we're on the break now.
Yeah, in fact, we've actually got hopefully a special guest coming up here in a moment. Stand by if you want to come back. We might bring you back in moments.
You know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.